This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Mermaid.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Oh, our good friend The Mermaid. I love this so much.
Yep. The weird seal manimal with like real hairy boobs.
Yep.
Extremely hairy tits.
So this is an awakened sea lion that is neither sentient nor even intelligent, but it has long flowing hair, if you're either male or female, or anything in between, you're always rocking a big set of cans.
Huge cans that are extremely fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the thing where it describes its face resembles a foul-tempered sea lion specifically. So like angry, like my tits are too hairy.
I like the electrolysis isn't taking.
And they guzzle pollution.
Yeah.
All they want is water that has mercury in it. And they're like single issue voters for that sweet, sweet nectar. That is
that sweet, mercury sweet infested silvery water. Nectar.
So what little trash monsters these things are. like real unpleasant little creatures.
Yep.
In a very funny way.
So it doesn't even do anything really tricky. Like it doesn't sit on the rocks and sing its beautiful song. No, it just like what it does is it waits for a prey to come by. It grabs onto them, swims underwater until it drowns.
Yep. I love the idea of the thing in the shower talk of these things jumping up on the boat.
Uh-huh.
Like that's a scary thing.
Yep.
Like this thing, if I was confronted with it, I would be pretty spooked by this thing.
Oh yeah.
Your human arm like comes up over the side of the boat and then it just pulls up like arf.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Like I know the sea lions are normally like nature's dorks, mm-hmm. but I think this is actually pretty spooky.
Well, of course. I mean, like, well, just the sveltness of the waist. Like, I would definitely have the most confused boner at that point.
Yeah.
It is like the illustration, look down at your phone or look at the website to see exactly what I'm talking about. But just the long flowing mane of hair that this is working with on its head, not just, you know, on its chest.
Well, it's literally doing the like my heart will go on Titanic thing.
Yes.
Like it's the cover of a trashy romance novel about fucking sea lions.
Yep. This is Sea Lion Fabio.
Yeah, this is a pretty weird romance novel. I gotta say, if you're into fucking sea lions in real life, like please don't fuck sea lions.
Oh, please don't.
If that turns you off, it turns you on in an abstract way. Like, you know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It is just a surreal thing to see.
Yes.
You know, and also like I gave you a side, like on the scale of animals to be attracted to, sea lions are pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
For that, like they have no legs, you know, they're one of the least bipedal things to be attracted to, it feels like.
Yes, aside from like snakes.
Yeah.
No.
The snake is all like just one big leg.
Yeah,
that just like moves around on the ground. Like,
this is true.
It's a single mono leg. The snake got mono leg. The pollution guzzling thing is really cool about these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of them just like splashing around and playing in the wastewater behind a factory or whatever.
Well, they like what they do is they just kind of convene in the lagoons around like wastewater outlets.
Yeah. Pretty great. And that might be all I got for this bad boy.
Same here.
So in conclusion, what have we learned? We've learned that these give Cole a very weird boner. And that's all we've learned.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Take it away and sing it from the mountains.
We figured it out. Tweet. Use the hashtag.
Please don't. Weird. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.